Cheer Mountain to Rock, Q94. I'm Gary Lee. We're off on a morning adventure, and that right there was Van Halen. Just the best of both worlds. Again, joining me here in this 8 o'clock hour, Rick York, your Rivermaster champion. And, you know, it's fantastic job. And, again, just encouraging folks out there, if you've won a bass tournament in the past and, you know, you want to try this, you need to jump on it. The payout, you know, I mean, what opportunities are there for an average payout?
Most average payouts, first place, will pay $300-$400. That's pretty, 6 to 8 boats. It's a good payout. Everything's paid back 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good payout. I mean, the entry fees, yeah, some people say that's kind of steep, but hey, the payouts are there.
Well, it makes it a little easier on the girlfriend and wife too.
Well, yeah.
You know, hey, honey, but I won.
Brother brought this home.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You need to do that next weekend.
Yeah.
Mama needs a new pair of shoes.
Yes.
So, you know, again, your gear, what type of reels do you like to use?
I'm an Abba Garcia guy. And I'm a baitcaster guy. A lot of people spinning equipment, smallmouth fishing, strictly baitcasters.
My pride and joy. And this is old. It's an old reel. But I've got a few of them. Small collection. Is the old Abu Garcia 2500.
Yes.
Best reel ever made. For me, for the river.
Sure.
Man, you can cast, they'll just cast a mile. Mm-hmm. You know, they're a little smaller.
Yep.
And, boy, they just work great.
I've got some of my dad's old 5500 with the pearl handles. The old Abu Garcia's ones.
Got them. What size rod do you like?
6'6". I'm not a very tall guy, so.
Yeah, I mean.
7 foot gets a little long for a short guy.
Well, you know, I use 7 foot rods on lake. But see, I like a little even shorter rod on the river. Yeah. Just because now you're in a little bit bigger water than where I would go. But, yeah. And line, you like,
I'm a heavy line guy. I'm throwing 17, 20-pound test.
You're making Alex just cringe right now.
Yes, I know I am.
He just cringes.
Everybody's like, you can't catch smallmouth on that. No, it's fluorocarbon. They can't see it.
And if the hook,
and you don't have to worry about big fish.
You don't have
to. Stick a hook in him, throw him in the boat.
Do you have a dip net?
No. Do not carry a dip net with me at all.
Because you use heavy line.
Because I use heavy line and I just boat flip them.
So, again, coming up, if you want to know more about River Masters, go to their Facebook page, sign up, and you'll have a lot of fun. It's a good bunch, group of good, really good guys, and you'll have a blast. But you guys get to – I notice, though, sometimes the pre-fish, there's areas that are
– Yes, when we started the river thing, we cut the river actually into two sections. From Donovan up to the Carter County line, which is Gooseneck area, that's the lower river. And then the upper river is from Gooseneck to Jack's Fork, as far as you want to go up north. But we did that to kind of just split the river in half and make where you had to just fish more areas instead of just running. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people go to Donovan and then they turn around and run all the way to Van Buren. Well, what was the sense of having a tournament in Donovan? So we've split it that way. You can go south. You can even go into Arkansas from Donovan, which is some really good fishing down there, too.
Yes.
So that's why we've kind of divided the river into two sections.
Does the Tri-Lakes license apply?
No.
It does not?
No. You have to have a Missouri fishing license.
Yeah.
The Tri-Lake license does not. See, that's just for Bull Shoals, Norfolk, Table Rock.
I'd end up in jail.
Yeah. No, you have to have a Missouri fishing license.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thanks for coming by and joining us, and congratulations.
Welcome. Thank you.
Enjoyed it. A lot of fun, and we'll visit with you more. You know, I need somebody to give a weekly river report.
Okay. I don't get up that way very much anymore living in Arkansas. Yeah. That's the only problem.
See, I've got Lake Norfolk covered. We get Gary Faraci there to buy your resort every Thursday morning. So.
Yep.
We need that weekly river report.
Probably Alex is on there quite often, so
he's way too busy. He's too busy. Bird's got him doing something if he ain't fishing or
gardening.
Yeah. Something like
fixing
that.
Fixing hail damage from the other day.
That's true. Hey, folks, again, your Rivermaster champion, Gary York, hanging out with us this morning. We've got right now, it's 9:02 and time for your latest Missouri Net Sports.
93.9 KSPQ, West Plains, Missouri.